This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. Today's indicator is $16 billion, as in $16 billion. Yesterday, President Donald Trump announced a huge aid package for farmers affected by the trade war with China.
So we will ensure that our farmers get the relief they need, and very, very quickly. It's a good time to be a farmer. We're going to make sure of that. So today I'm announcing that I have directed Secretary Perdue to provide $16 billion in assistance to America's farmers and ranchers.
This is the second aid package for farmers that the Trump administration has put together since the trade war with China began. Last July, the White House rolled out a $12 billion emergency aid package.
The aid is intended to make up for the losses that farmers are going to have because of the trade war. So today on the show, we talk with a farmer. He's actually a soybean and a pig farmer, about what the last year has been like for him, how the last round of aid affected his business, and what he thinks of the president's announcement yesterday.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from ExxonMobil, the company working to make carbon capture technology more efficient and affordable so it can be deployed at industrial sites worldwide. Find out more at energyfactor.com. Support also comes from Google. From Connecticut to California, from Mississippi to Minnesota, millions of businesses are using Google tools to grow online. Learn how Google is supporting businesses in your state at google.com/economic impact.
Brian Watkins is a sixth-generation farmer in Northwest Ohio. He raises corn, soybeans, wheat, and pigs. What's the country like up there? Like, what does it look like?
It's pretty flat, and I mean, the soil, we have good soils. They're not as good maybe as, Iowa, but they're decent.
So, Brian, when the trade war with China went into effect, what happened? Like, what did that mean for you?
We saw, immediate market reaction and lowered prices, and, they have not really recovered since.
What did that do to your business? Like, what changes did you see in prices for soybeans and pork?
So on the hog side, I would say you're looking at probably a 5 to 10% obvious market reaction. On the soybean side, it was more like 20%.
Whoa.
The price of soybeans just tanked. I mean, it went down $1.50 a bushel on what was at the time around a $10 a bushel price.
Was that just because China buys so many U.S. soybeans?
Yes.
What did that mean for your business? I know that farming typically doesn't have giant profit margins.
No, we don't have a 20% profit margin. I mean, if the price goes down 20%, that's the difference between profit and loss. The administration brought out their first aid package last fall. Most of that money went to soybean farmers.
Did you see any of it?
We did see a payment on our farm. My farm got a payment. They took a per bushel number and it was direct to the farms. It was $1.65.
Whoa.
Yes. They paid $1.65 per bushel for every bushel of soybeans you grew in 2018.
You said you lost money because of the tariffs and the
right.
effect that they had. I mean, did this make up for it entirely? Or
for soybeans, for most of it, it did. Yes, quite frankly, it did. So this is where we get into the interesting thing. So now, 2 weeks ago, they broke off the talks with China.
Yeah.
And it looks like both sides are entrenching and they're both talking about changing supply chains and all this stuff. So now we're in a mode of China as a market is gone. Well, from a farmer standpoint, that's really not good because they've been such a big market for us. And so I think because of that, the administration they're scrambling, right? And those farmers are a very important constituency to them. So this latest package has been put together very quickly. But we're also in the middle of one of the wettest springs in history in North America. The crop being planted is as late as it's ever been across the heart of the corn and soybean belt. And so on my farm, I'm here in Northwest Ohio, we've only planted about 10% of our acres.
Oh, really? Just because the ground's too wet to get the machines in?
Yes. But here's the rub, Stacey. Farmers are making decisions right now as to what they're going to plant. As you get later in planting, sometimes you switch acreage. The corn will not mature in time if it's planted
too late.
So you
pick like a faster crop because your growing season's shorter.
Right. And so we're right in this time frame when farmers are trying to decide, do I still plant my corn late do I switch to soybeans? Most of us also have crop insurance, which has it's not a great protection, but it's called prevented planting, and it'll basically cover your land cost. It doesn't cover anything else, but you can choose that. And this is for me, as it is for every farm. I've got to decide, okay, am I going to plant corn? Am I going to plant soybeans? Am I going to plant nothing and take the insurance payment? And of course, as every day of the calendar goes on, when it's wet, that calculus comes in. Well, this subsidy package, if they say, well, we're going to pay whatever, let's say they're going to pay another $1.65 for soybeans, that suddenly becomes this big incentive for me to try to plant soybeans to get more of the payment.
Because it's per bushel.
Well, and this is what's confusing. So they're trying to avoid this issue. So they're trying to structure this program as, well, it's not going to be per bushel. They're going to calculate it at a county level. They don't want to have some big influential thing that affects planting decisions. They want those to be market-based, economic-based, you know. But yet they're coming. They also want farmers to know that they're going to have some money for them because of this China disaster. And so it's very unclear.
So, I mean, how do you feel about all this? How do you feel about the farm aid?
Well, I'm not really sure what I think. It's just I don't totally blame the administration. I mean, and I think many farmers understand that there are legitimate issues in this trade battle between the U.S. and China. But in the long run, I don't want subsidies to be a part of my income. I want to have a market, and I want to be able to react to it. I would like for them to work out, you know, to the point where we could still sell things to China. So, yeah.
If China goes away as a market for at least, let's say, the foreseeable future, how big of a deal is that?
It's a big, big deal. It shrinks our business. I mean, it means that prices will be lower. Something like 40% of our soybeans were going to China. And it would be a blow. It'd be a blow to the farm economy. It'd be a blow to the rural economy. I don't know if you get HBO or if you the show on HBO right now that I've been watching is Chernobyl.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's great.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about Chernobyl, so I was a young farmer in 1986, and I remember very well because when that first happened, and at first all of the commodity markets panicked because they thought there was going to be a really massive area that was radioactive and couldn't produce food. And I remember we woke up one morning and our prices are jumping, and they did that for about a two-week period because of Chernobyl.
Wow.
Right. And my point in that is there's so many things.
Yeah.
That, you know, things go along and everything seems kind of settled down and then something happens you weren't expecting and you just got to roll with it. So
does this feel, I mean, you've been farming for a long time. You've obviously been through a lot of things, a lot of global events. Does this feel like business as usual, like sort of one of the cycles of things that happens, or does this feel different?
This is not just business as usual. This is more like the Chernobyl event. You know, I mean, the loss of China, that's a big deal. That's a big, big deal. You know, maybe 3 or 4 months from now, both sides will realize that this is sort of mutual assured destruction.
Yeah.
All of these things get translated into price, right? Every day I can look and see what the price is, and it's my indicator of where it all stands. And then as far as my day-to-day, I'm still more preoccupied with the weather than I am anything else. Yep.
And what are you hoping for?
I am hoping for sunshine and a nice strong breeze, several days of that.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan, edited by Patty Hirsch. Our intern and fact checker is Willa Rubin. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Hey, it's Guy Raz, creator of How I Built This, and we're returning to San Francisco for the second How I Built This Summit, supported by American Express. I'll be joined there by founders of companies like Instagram, Slack, JetBlue, and many, many more. Visit summit.npr.org to learn more, and I hope to see you there.